KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Exploring science in the sea. The great white shark probably is the most feared of all ocean animals. It gained that scary reputation 50 years ago, thanks to a blockbuster movie, Jaws. The movie premiered on June 20th, 1975, and quickly became the all-time box office champion. It scared a lot of people out of the water and set off a frenzy of shark killings. People killed thousands of them and even competed in shark hunting tournaments. Great whites can be fearsome. They're responsible for more human deaths than any other species.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has found that the Trump administration disobeyed his order to turn back two planes carrying migrants it was deporting to a prison in El Salvador last month. NPR's Adrian Florido reports Judge James Boasberg ruled there was probable cause to find the government in criminal contempt of court.
On March 15th, President Trump invoked the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 so the government could quickly deport without due process people it said were members of a Venezuelan gang. It loaded two planes and they took off for El Salvador. The ACLU sued and Judge Boasberg ordered the government to turn the planes around. It didn't. Boasberg has been trying to determine whether the government purposely ignored his order. He's now ruled that it did. The Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders, he wrote. He's given the government until April 23rd to rectify the contempt or to identify the specific people who defied his order. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is publicly condemning the recent arson attack on his residence in Harrisburg.
This kind of violence has no place in our society, regardless of what motivates it. This is not how we resolve our differences.
The incident took place early Sunday morning. Shapiro and his family were safely evacuated. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's been in touch with the governor.
I spoke to him. It is absolutely horrific what happened to him. Cash Patel also spoke to him. We have been praying for Josh, for his family. Those photos, it was horrible. I firmly believe they wanted to kill him.
Authorities have charged a suspect with numerous counts, including attempted homicide, terrorism, and arson. Tech stocks drove Wall Street to another sell-off today after chip company NVIDIA issued a warning about the cost of President Trump's trade war with China. NPR's Maria Aspen reports at the close, the Dow lost 699 points.
NVIDIA is the third largest U.S. company by market value, thanks to its booming business of supplying the chips for artificial intelligence processors. But now, President Trump is imposing new restrictions on how chip companies export their products, especially to China. NVIDIA warned investors that these new rules will cost it $5.5 billion, while rival AMD also said it's bracing for financial pain. Shares of both companies plunged. More broadly, investors were also spooked by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who warned that the central bank could face a, quote, challenging scenario in trying to safeguard the U.S. economy from the impact of Trump's wide-ranging tariffs. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President Trump's sweeping tariffs could impact the maple syrup industry in New England. Syrup producers in the U.S. buy most of their equipment from Canada and buy their packaging from China or Europe. Canadian producers sell nearly two-thirds of their finished products to consumers in the U.S. All are affected by the newly imposed tariffs by the White House. Runners around the country are getting their final training runs in before this year's Boston Marathon on Monday. As Craig Lamolt of member station GBH reports, this year's race marks the 50th anniversary of its first official wheelchair competitor.
Bob Hall didn't set out to make history in 1975. He just heard some fellow wheelchair athletes talking about maybe doing his hometown marathon, and a mixture of pride and competitiveness took over.
if I didn't do it, someone, you know, would have shown up and did it, and that would have been like catastrophe for me.
The Boston Marathon's race director agreed to award Hall a certificate of completion if he could finish in under 3 hours.
I never even thought about the time. It was a ride of enjoyment.
Even so, Hall beat that three-hour goal by 2 minutes, using a clunky hospital-style wheelchair, unlike the racing ones used today. After that, Boston became the first major marathon to include a wheelchair division. For NPR News, I'm Craig Lamolt in Boston.
Recapping stocks on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 699 points at the close. The Nasdaq fell 516. The S&P 500 lost 120 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet. And Thursday, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Thursday. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, west winds 30 knots, seas 9 feet. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Thursday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southwest winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning through tonight. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 14 feet with rain. Tonight, west winds 35 knots, seas 15 feet with rain and snow. And Thursday, west winds 30 knots, seas 14 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1. Highs near 40. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30. Tonight, scattered rain showers before 1 a.m. Then scattered rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 34. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to 25. And Thursday, scattered rain and snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 36. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:16 a.m. at 7 foot 3 inches. A low tide at 10:37 a.m. at 7 inches. A high tide at 4:43 at 6 feet 4 inches. And a low tonight at 10:27 at 1 foot 7 inches. Your sun rose at 7:34 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:50, bringing us up to 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
And we can bounce through the 80s here with Men at Work, Who Can It Be Now? And then the Smiths with Last Night I Dreamed That Somebody Loved Me. And then Tina Turner with Steamy Windows.
I'm I've done no harm, I keep to myself. There's nothing wrong with my state of mental health. I like it here with my childhood friend. That I can see, it's just my fantasy.
This story is over.
A little bit of UB40 next with Red, Red Wine. Then Grateful Dead with Rosalie McFall and Status Quo with Mystery Song.
My feet so fine, you keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make my feet so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make my feet so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make my feet so fine. Monkey packing is the band, the sweet lip line. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style, yeah. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can't get you off my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing.
Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style. Yeah. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you just sing me on. Red, red
Thank you.
Yeah, we have Paul Simon next with Graceland, then Father Figure by George Michael, and Bananarama with Shy Boy.
is telling this soul.
As long as I can smile.
Just hold on, hold on, and I won't let you go.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This special will be on Sandpoint School's Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy William Tripp was born September 5, 2006 in Anchorage, Alaska. He is described by his parents as being handsome and athletic, and he is described as a smart and talented student. His favorite memory of high school was regionals in New Stew. The best advice he has for a successful high school career is to focus on getting good grades. Rowdy would like to thank Amy Eubank for always helping fundraising for all the activities throughout the years. He plans to go fishing after he graduates and attend college in the fall. Rowdy Tripp, we're proud of you, and on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
You are listening to KSDP Radio, 830 AM, Sandpoint.
88.1 FM on Translator, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Yeah, coming up, we have Daryl Hall and John Knowles with Did It in a Minute, then Dancing with Myself, that's Billy Idols, and of course the Pogues will follow with the Irish Rover.
If I had a chance, I'd ask the world to dance, and I'd be dancing with myself. home.